What we do spend far too much time doing, in my opinion, on the left, is dancing to the tune set for us by the latest touring, parading, racist dog. You know, for example, Avi Yemeni, one of the earliest yard instances was Avi Yemeni was coming out to troll a pro-Palestinian event, and we were across the road. We just started yard, me, Sean, a couple of others, and we were all bellowing at him about how small he was, which is very puerile and very fucking childish, but it also happened to be very entertaining. And a big part of that is because it's not what Avi wants us to talk about. Now, if you look at the live stream of Avi Yemeni at that very moment, he's across the other side of the road and he's saying, he's got a mentally prepared speech he's delivering to all these people, and he's saying, "Ah, the loony left over there, they all call us Nazis. Listen to them right now. They're all calling me a Nazi as I speak," which would have been the case 99% of the time, sure. But then he pauses, and what you do here is me and Sean and several other people bellowing at him that he's a tiny racist. And you can see the effect it has on him. It's not the narrative that he wants to push about us, because we're not talking about the things that he wants us to talk about. And I think that ties in possibly to some of what you were talking about earlier. They want to hear you call them a Nazi, because it does sound empowering to them. And that doesn't mean we should be afraid of accurately labelling people who are fascists or Nazis that, you know, where it's appropriate. But nevertheless, it is important to bear in mind that they want you to call them those empowering sort of villainous terms. And if you can deny it, particularly when you're engaging directly with them or have you, and if you can do something instead that removes their power and makes them the object of, say, derision or mirth, then you should absolutely have a go at doing that. And that's what we're trying to do through Yard.
What's coming up with Yard? Anything?
Right now I'm designing a T-shirt, okay? I'm almost done with it. It looks amazing. It's a racist having their face completely blown off by a yell. It looks really cool. It's like a thrash metal T-shirt. Now, I'm designing this, and we're just about to put them on sale. As soon as I can get this thing finished, designed by my mate, I'm just doing a colouring in, really. Once we can get this and the old shirt back on sale, we'll be doing a sale run, pre-order run of those shirts, but 100% of the profit from this shirt run will be donating it to a Muslim charity. I think we've named the one. We'll be revealing that at some point when we put the shirts on sale. You know, not. I guess on one hand, I thought it would be a little undignified for money to go to Yard that came from some of our actions in the wake of Christchurch. But rather, I think on a positive level, I thought it would be a really good opportunity to show people that, you know, we are community minded. We might be a fucking smart asses, but we're also community minded, and there is a legitimate anti-fascist cult here, and we wanted to express solidarity, I guess, in our own little way with the victims of Christchurch. And so, yeah, all the profits will be going there. So look out for that soon, please, everyone. And I also imagine that, well, you know, we've got a federal election coming up soon. Some of our most prized prospective direct dogs, and that is our term for people that you know, like big name racists, recorded yells, you know, you can win a shirt for that kind of thing. Those people, some of our most prized prospective direct dogs are politicians, you know. I want Mark Latham. I want a sweet Latham yell, everyone. We will reward you for this stuff. We want this, you know. It can't all just be us, you know, us bloody smart asses down here. You know, there's yardy sleeper cells all over this nation, and we're going to need them with their camera phones charged up and their yells charged up, ready to go as we approach federal election. So that's what's coming up with Yard.
Great, and maybe some eggs as well.
Look, Egg Boy was an extremely energising thing. It's about as non-violent as direct physical contact could possibly get, as someone close to me said very recently, just quietly, some of us also think it probably activated a new generation of like young little Antifa kids, because like, what more positive reinforcement could anyone have possibly received than that kid did, you know? Yeah, you got all the threats and what have you, but frankly, I don't think he cares. You know, can I just say as well, Will Connolly, Egg Boy, came to the Yard protest, and then he went into Anning, right? He had a chat to me beforehand. Unfortunately, I admit I did try to talk him out of going into Anning thing, but he didn't fucking listen to me, because he's like the youth of tomorrow, and I'm an old man. God bless him. But he just went in there anyway. But I'm just saying, you know, like, this is without Yard, you would never have had Egg Boy. So thank you, Yard, and God bless you, Egg Boy, hey?